The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen Good Date program rolls into My Cool Inventions. But what's that morning program that you do? It's called Sunrise or something?
Oh, Sunrise America, yeah.
Right. Sunrise, sunset.
Nice. There you go.
There's John Cremins, ladies and gentlemen. The better half, because we can say this because Acres can't hear us.
Yeah.
We can hear him, though. Hey, Coach
Dan Curran
is a... Hey, Coach is in Italy, selling his stuff on QVC, right, Italy?
Italia?
He's been on since midnight last night.
Really?
Yeah, it's, what, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, their time, anyway.
Right, yeah.
And he's doing his, what they call a folding ottoman.
Yeah.
And that's the host. Well, what happens is, when you watch this, because I've had to watch it a lot over the overnight hours.
Yeah.
You got the host who talks Italian.
Right.
And then you'll hear the translator come on. And then you'll hear Akos come on. Then you hear the translator again. Then the host again. And it goes back and forth.
So how does this, how many Americans?
Why not put 2 or 3 at the end of the bed?
Or on top.
On top, yes, you could have a cylinder if you want. Because now you can store your pillows, you can store your covers. It's like having a linen closet that you didn't have before.
Le potete mettere come ho fatto io 2 o 3 uno accanto all'altro fondo al letto oppure
girarlo
sopra l'altro con un cilindro.
Now what was funny is that the host coperte, actually
per la biancheria delle
host on this actually you know just repeated said she said on top.
Right, I heard that.
They,
yeah.
they can actually speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing is that you know when he's over there the host understand him completely.
Right.
But it's more for the audience that may not
understand all the English.
Yeah.
Well, this is a romance. Italian is a romance language. American or English is a romance language. So, how he must be very successful doing it, or we can keep going back to do it, right?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
QVC, Italy.
Yeah. If you hear that, or he really likes the pizza or wine or whatever, the food over there. Yeah.
But you can see his co-host there. I think there's more things to like than the pizza.
Oh, really?
I wasn't going to say anything about that, but yes, they do have some of the most beautiful host on television.
Well, Celeste must not. His wife Celeste doesn't mind that stuff, right? She knows who.
Oh, no.
Huh?
No.
Oh, really?
No, if you know, but here's the thing. Yeah, they do really, honestly, they have some of the most beautiful women hosts that I've ever seen in the industry.
Really?
I mean, seriously, yeah.
Makes you want to take a trip to Italy to do a little something yourself, right?
Hey, you sure you don't want me to hold an ottoman or something? It costs, but I can hold that.
My wife, John, is a Latina, and when they watch she watches the Latin television, I mean, there's no hiding the beauty of the women there.
Well,
and she says,
TNA anyway.
She says, in Spanish countries, they are not afraid to be sexy.
Uh-uh.
Where here in the United States, we've kind of gone, oh, you can't do that.
Nah.
And now, you know, you have the argument, okay, are we selling sex? Are we using women as an object?
Fox, for heaven's sake. What do they put on the bimbos they put on Fox? Those women don't know anything about news, with the exception of maybe Megyn Kelly knows a little something. The rest of them are all just there because they're blonde.
Wow.
They're cute.
Not even going to touch that one.
Yeah, they are. That's why they're there. Elizabeth is not like that either, although she kind of was earlier on, but she has, I think, established her credentials. By the way, did she ever say why she was out?
They had a cancer
spot. Yeah, she had a tumor.
Oh, really?
Of a 9 tumor.
Yeah. So that's why she left the morning show for, what was it, about a week, I think, or something?
Yeah, months.
Yeah, months.
So they weren't really sure, but they guess that everything ended up being okay.
It's all good, yeah.
She's one of my favorites. I like her.
So, Doug, you can't see Akos right now, can you?
No, I can't.
You can't see this show? No. Oh, my gosh. You got to watch this. I mean, Rich is right on this girl. She's a younger girl. I don't think I've ever seen this host before.
However, the blue one, kind of a marine blue, goes with that beautiful cream color. Look at that. You have a whole different look.
E poi, tra l'altro, un'altra cosa intelligente è che potete scambiare i coperti, quindi creare dei look completamente nuovi.
It's a talent. Piace molto abbinare il it's not easy.
Un po' marino,
you have to stop your conversation or your thought.
Right, you gotta translate it.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who are just joining us, Akos Jankura, who's an important part of My Cool Inventions, sort of the mind behind all this, along with his pal John Cremins, and I work together to put together a lot of these people between the My Cool Inventions and Dream Big America. We have lots of entrepreneurs, lots of people who are starting companies, businesses, inventing things, creating things. So we highlight one of them a day here, Monday through Thursday, and then we put three together for a contest on Friday called Dream Big America, and that out of that comes not only additional publicity for all of the participants and whatever it is they're selling or putting together, but we also have at the end of the month a contest for the winner of the previous three Fridays. So we'll have a winner for the month that gets a lot of neat prizes and considerations for promotion, that sort of thing, to help this person and his or her company get to the next level, sort of mentoring our young prospects, I guess, John, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, and some of those inventions, if they get a chance, because Akos will always try to pitch them to these other shopping channels across across overseas, right?
Yeah.
And some of the inventions today, actually, these security shields are going to be featured on QVC Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Even some more, actually, some of his S2O, some of his stain removers and cleaners, which are huge over there.
Yeah. So they're hard to ship from, they're all shipped from our country, though, over there, right?
What ends up happening is that, let's say they'll order a couple thousand, or maybe like on this today's special, I think they have 30,000 of these Ottomans. So basically, you know, you have to have them shipped. They come from wherever the manufacturer are, wherever the manufacturer, they send them in, and then they hold them, and then they have to contain them there, and then they ship. They're shipped directly from like their fulfillment house.
Yep.
At least for QVC Italy and some of these other shopping channels that way.
So this thing is 26 euros.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing next year. On the United States. No, isn't the euro higher? So wouldn't it be 1995 here in the U.S.?
No, the round Ottomans, I think he sells them on air for like $20-some on HSN.
Mm-hmm. So don't you guys either do 1999 or 29.99? And when you sell it in another country, do you, I mean, if he's selling it for 26, is that the equivalent to what
that's,
we...
No, that's all factored in. I mean, they literally have to... Cause that, especially the euro keeps changing all the time.
Yeah.
Almost like the dollar in a way.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's a mathematical exercise. And sometimes the pricing changes like overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on materials and something like this. This takes a lot of time to do. I mean, he was working on getting this today special in at least a half a year ago.
Really?
Yeah, maybe even closer to almost 8 months ago.
So do the people who run QVC here have a connection to the QVC over there? Is it all one? So
you can
work through the people here to get the stuff over there?
No, you have to go to their group over there.
Oh, you do?
I mean, so they have a European group, they have a lead, the head that's over in Europe, and then they have the individual countries and companies that are part of it.
An interesting learning curve to understand how this is a societal thing, this is sort of a cultural thing. And we thought this is what goes on in America. That's why I like to do this, because we in America think we have a corner on everything. We're first with this. We're the best at that. We're the only ones who do this. And to find out that home shopping is done on television in countries all around the world, he's been literally all around the world selling things on the various QVC stands. How often? Once a month? Every couple of weeks he gets on a plane, goes to England, he goes to Europe.
Yeah, it's every couple of months, right? And wait till China opens up completely.
Yeah.
Because QVC now has a shopping channel they developed in China.
Right.
I mean, the world's largest marketplace.
Why don't you ship this stuff too far? Because it's all made over there.
Yeah. That's what that's what we thought too. Yeah. I mean, heck, the factories are right there.
Right. Yeah. Let's use that.
It's just the problem of shipping, though.
Yeah.
Because remember, in China, I mean, you've got a lot of people along the coastline of China, but a lot of the inner parts of China, there's not a whole lot there.
You go in inland 400 or 500 miles in China, it's like no man's land.
Yeah.
There's no government. There's no police. It's wide open. Like
that's
the early
that's
west.
That's the problem with shipping there.
Yeah.
So shipping would be difficult. Shipping is difficult. go, heck, even just close to us, like to Mexico.
Yeah.
They tried shopping channels in Mexico, and they failed.
They haven't worked.
Well, from payment systems that were failing.
Yeah.
They do a lot of COD stuff, so you would never get there, or at least you never get paid for it.
Right.
That didn't last long.
No.
No.
But it's fascinating, in a way, to learn how this is something that's done everywhere, and yet we think this is almost a traditionally American thing. But
well,
we start a lot of things.
It really did.
Right.
Yeah,
it spreads around the world. So it's actually quite a good thing. And again, a cultural, so find out how people buy, how they spend their money. Is it different? Do they have different, the things do differently in different countries? Like you can sell some stuff in Italy, you can't in England. Sell some stuff in England, you can't sell in Vietnam, let's say, or wherever it is.
Yeah.
There's so much cultural difference. So I think that's part of this lesson here. It's a very good lesson, frankly, to be learning. And so he's over there where he do one shot and then he comes back? Is that
how it works? He's been on since midnight.
But I mean, he'll be there for one day and then
one whole day
comes back again.
That's because, I mean, in some of these smaller channels, they don't order as much to make it worth. I mean, you need to have more airings than just one airing. If he were only going there for like one 15-minute airing, he'd never do it.
No, dude, yeah.
It'd have to be something where you're going to go there and spend the whole day.
The traditional Italian, the Americans, what they think about the Italians musically. All right, so that's with ACOS. We have an inventor today called Tim Schottfauer, I think is how he pronounces his name. We'll meet him in the next half hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life? Like learn another language. If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time. Because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life, combat the ringing, and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
We'll be right back. the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
I think that's just fragile.
All right. All things Italian today because Akos Jancura is on QVC Italy, Italia, selling his various wares. How many different things does he have in his stock? John Creeman's here. I'm Doug Steffen. How many different things are there that can be sold through the various adventures here?
Well, through him, I think he's got almost 2 dozen.
Has he?
Things. Yeah.
And there are
Varies on. Yeah, it varies on time. It varies. You know, things die off after a while, or a shopping channel beats it to death.
Right.
And you know, usually that does happen. I mean, we're literally something is so successful that it's the fallback item. So they'll go to it immediately. They'll call him. That's why, you know, sometimes he has to leave us.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like last minute. It's because, something he's doing really well, maybe doing $5,000 a minute.
Right.
And, you know, they want him back on there, like, now. And say, and the airing's in 15 minutes.
Right. Yeah. So that's why he's at the office and the studio is across the street from them to make it handy. Duh.
Yeah. It ends up being it pretty much all the time.
Right.
They can call any time. They could do it nighttime, daytime. Really? I mean, it's almost like being on call.
Really?
Yeah, that's why. He
shows his stuff works.
My earrings are actually far, a little farther apart. So
yeah,
I
wondered when you appear.
Leaving.
When do you show?
I don't have to. Usually on times that aren't show times.
Really?
Next month I'm hosting an infomercial up in Buffalo. I have to go up to New York.
Really?
They just signed a contract on that the other day, so I've got to go do
Buffalo.
That.
You're there.
I may be gone.
Yeah, you may go and you may not get out.
That's where this production company is. I'm thinking, oh
Buffalo.
Man,
oh sweet,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
The direct flights from Tampa to Buffalo have been canceled.
I don't even know if there really is a direct flight from Tampa to Buffalo.
No, there probably isn't. You got to go through Atlanta or Charlotte or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
New York. There's something that I would have thought one of our people had invented. And I think I made reference to this yesterday or the day before, but correct me if I'm wrong. Meredith and I were talking about how cold it has become here, and I don't like the cold, and I want to get out of the cold. It doesn't make any difference whether I wear gloves or what. I'm always cold when I go out if it's windy. If it's not windy, it doesn't matter. Yesterday I worked outside. Today I'll go out a lot because it's not windy, so it becomes pleasant. So we were talking about these garments that have batteries, like they're battery-powered gloves and battery-powered vests and long johns and that sort of thing that are created to keep you warm, even battery-powered shoes. Have you seen any of these?
Yeah, a lot of battery. Yeah, because I lived up in Wisconsin.
Right.
In Minnesota. So we had battery operated everything.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of undergarments that would be battery operated just to keep you warm.
Now there are fitness garments that have some of these gadgets in them as well. Supposedly the market for this, there's a company called Gartner, G-A-R-T-N-E-R,
yeah.
That has, they're forecasting to sell 26 million of these garments in the next year or two.
Well, so, we had a guy on the air a couple, was it last weekend?
Well, that's what
in our academy did the same thing. He was on the Shark Tank.
Already.
He had wired clothing. He had the pocket. He was the pocket guy.
Yeah.
They had the vest that had all the different things you could put on your iPad and iPod and had all the wiring already in it.
Well, see, this is the kind of thing that I bring back around to all of our attention because this is the sort of thing that could start here. You could have the next big invention like these people, the stuff that ACOS is selling, that John sells on the home shopping channels, things that are in, that are popular in the big stores. I think the world is an oyster. And it's very corny, but really it is. A lot of people have great ideas. Don't let them go. Pursue them. I mean, some of the ideas are lousy and they don't go anywhere. Like yesterday, how did our guy, our lady, Pamela French and the Pammy Podcast, what'd she get for thumbs up?
She ended up at 85%.
Okay.
Thumbs up.
85%.
It was kind of weird, though. I mean, I'm watching the voting, you know, and I'll do that all the way till noon, so I've got it on one of my other screens.
Right.
Of all the screens that I have. And I'm watching it go up and down, and, you know, it looked like somebody was kind of like, you know, multiple voting.
Manipulating, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And multing it and doing it down.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that in the last couple of weeks. I mean, I can kind of tell, I can see IP addresses, I kind of know what's going on. Right. And it's just kind of, again, that's the whole competition, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody that was on one day could say, well, get all their friends and everybody.
That's right. That's how it works.
Well,
social media, they're getting, that's how it works.
Yep,
well, we
totally.
Have Drew Powell, that molding made baseboard cleaner, 93% thumbs up on Monday.
He's still the winner of the week.
He's the winner of the week, unless Tim Schlotthauer, I think, is that how he pronounces his name? Something close to that, who we'll meet in a few minutes if he beats him. So we'll find out next half hour at My Cool Inventions.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This Thanksgiving, let Sam's Club help you whip up a delicious feast for less. Come in for mouth-watering fresh turkey, just 99 cents a pound, and 35 cluster-baked dinner rolls, just $3.98. Finish off your meal with velvety smooth 12-inch Daily Chef pumpkin pie for only $6.98. That's the recipe for a memorable Thanksgiving meal. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GC.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 80.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Akos. No, Akos isn't here. Well, we kind of had his voice earlier on.
Yeah, we had Akos' voice. In absentia.
In absentia. We also have John Cremens, who's not in absentia, here with our inventor. I have a fun...
You're right. What was I thinking? What was I thinking? Abstentia.
In absentia.
There's no T there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my fault.
No, it's okay. You can...
I feel corrected.
Here's a... this is... I think every once in a while we have to just have a smile. The story of a newlywed farmer and his wife were visited by her mother, who immediately demanded an inspection of the entire farm. Farmer had genuinely tried to be friendly to his new mother-in-law, hoping that it could be a friendly, non-antagonistic relationship. That was not to be, however. She kept nagging both of them, demanding all kinds of changes on the farm, offering unwanted advice, generally making life miserable for not only the farmer, but his new wife. They walked through the barn during one of these forced inspections. The farmer's mule suddenly reared up and kicked the mother-in-law in the head, killed her instantly. It was a shock to all, no matter their feelings toward her. At the funeral service a couple of days later, the farmer stood near the casket and greeted folks as they came by. Pastor noticed that whenever a woman would whisper something to the farmer, he'd nod his head yes and say something. Whenever a man walked by and whispered to the farmer, however, he would shake his head no and mumble a reply. Very curious as to this behavior, the pastor asked the farmer what this was all about. Farmer said the woman would say, "What a terrible tragedy." And I would nod my head and say, "Yes, it was." The men would then ask, "Can I borrow that mule?" And I'd shake my head and say, "Can't, it's all booked up for a year."
Right. Now I'm laughing.
Yeah, you got to follow along sometimes.
Wow, yeah, because I mean, at first I thought you said laugh, and then we're talking death, and I'm thinking, well, this isn't going anywhere fast.
Thank you for your support and encouragement. All right. Excuse me. All right. That was, well, I'm laughing anyway. All right. We have Tim. We forgot how to pronounce this fellow's last name yet. Richie?
Schlotthauer.
Schlotthauer.
Schlotthauer. Yeah.
All right. So, John, take it away, will you?
All right. So, Tim Schlotthauer is going to join us here, and he's going to talk about, and this actually, you know, for someone that does any kind of warehousing or has ever dealt with pallets before,
yep.
Pallets can be difficult to move around anywhere. And they always break.
I've had hundreds of them on the farm. They're yeah. always breaking.
And they're always getting caught on stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't always, you know, they're not just, they always seem like one easy way to get it to move over anything. And sometimes there's obstructions on the floor that make it even more difficult.
Right.
Well, they've come up with a way to lift pallets without the problem. And they've created the Pro Safe Lift. So, Tim, welcome to Michael Inventions Radio.
Oops, we just dropped him for some reason. Let me get him right back on.
No. He was all excited.
Cell phone. Hold on a minute.
He was. All right. You work on that. I want to bring to your attention, John, the story where we are always talking to adults. We're always talking to people that we think are, 20 and beyond. How about young people? I'm talking about children who are maybe even in high school or younger than that. There are a lot of men and women who give a lot of time to mentoring. And I thought that one of the things we might think about doing is mentoring, whether locally there or here or someplace, trying to encourage people that are in high school, start a program for those who are in high school. You know how we all had science fairs we went to and developed things for the science fair? Did you ever do that? Go to the science fair and make something for the...
I always love that stuff.
Yeah. Well, there could be the next good or big inventor at the high school science fairs. Why don't we think about that?
Well, no, that's true. Yeah. I mean, we go to every once in a while the USF here in Florida, in Tampa, actually. Mm-hmm. They have an entrepreneur group of young college people that are just amazing.
Wow, that's what I'm saying.
They come up with all kinds of different things that are in unique solutions to problems.
Right. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, let's see if we can find Tim this time around. Go ahead.
All right. So, Tim, welcome to Mike Cool Inventions Radio. We're glad you're here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I don't know what the technical difficulty, maybe it was my end there, but that was great. And you pronounced my name correctly, so that was fantastic.
Yeah. All right, well, awesome. Tim, I'm glad you joined us here today. So I'm trying to explain a little bit what the Pro Safe Lift is. I mean, I've dealt with pallets before, so I know kind of what the problem is. But tell us the problem that you guys saw and how you came up with your solution.
Well, you know, we were in the landscape construction industry, and as a contractor, I have multitasker tools because I'm not a trucking company. So I don't have flatbed trailers and flatbed trucks. I've got utility trailers and dump trucks, things with sides and things with ramp gates. And for all that forklifts can do, the mountain of material that they can move, any vertical obstruction, whether it's a 6-inch lip on an equipment trailer, a 1-foot side, a jersey wall, a parking stop, and the forklift can't deliver that load. So, It results in a lot of hand loading of material, or force loading of material, which hurts people and busts up trucks and trailers and material and pallets and all that. And, it becomes very expensive. There's a lot of cost in trying to overcome that limitation of the forklift.
So I'm thinking if you're a landscaper, then you're talking about big pallets of sod and everything, aren't you?
Right, or even and rock wall blocks and pavers and, yeah.
Okay, so you figured out a problem. What ended up being the solution to this problem?
Well, we had there's one thing. One is that you have to protect the pallets because we're all paying deposits on pallets now, and there are a lot of them out there, but it's a very expensive industry. So replacing and repairing pallets ends up costing customers a lot of money. And then you also have to stabilize the load. When you're moving something that weighs a ton or a ton and a half, you certainly don't want that to shift and fall. Something's going to get broken or hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt. So you have to stabilize that. And then the third issue is if we're putting this down into a confined space, well, now we need to be able to get this tool out from under the pallet so that it doesn't become captive to that pallet and have to go to a job site or go to a customer's house. So all of those factors had to be considered when developing this product.
Okay, so when you developed it, I mean, did you do a bunch of prototypes to get to that point?
We did. We did prototyping and then a bunch of testing at the Virginia Tech School of Engineering. So they put it through the paces and broke the early models by design. They busted up things and beefed it up and made it bigger and heavier and stronger. And so now what we have is a product that weighs 34 pounds but can lift 3,500 pounds. So a really good leverage of size and weight versus what you're moving.
Okay, so for people that they maybe don't have a computer or they're just driving in their car right now, describe what it looks like.
Well, on one side, essentially what you have, it's very familiar looking. So it uses webbing and strapping material, but the real key is the lifting bar. The lift bar that goes under the pallet on one side is a solid load-bearing beam, and then when you flip it over, it rolls and bends like a chain. So by doing that, you're able to, number one, you can fish that webbing material 4 feet under a pallet, which imagine trying to push a wet spaghetti noodle through a straw. It's very difficult. So with this, with the lift bar incorporated into the system, you can now push this all the way through the pallet easily and quickly, and then you're also able to lift the pallet and then retract the system when you flip it over.
Wait a minute. So now I'm trying to understand this. So if you flip it one way, it becomes loose, and you flip it the other way, then it's a solid bar.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying? Interesting.
Yes, sir.
What do you think, Doug?
Well, I am a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I probably have maybe 40 dozen pallets laying around that I use to keep hay on, that I use to store things on, that we move things from truck to truck, and they're always falling apart. They're very poor. The wood is usually pretty strong, but the construction is lousy. I have a lull. I have forklifts. I have a tractor that has a couple of those, the arms on me stick to make it easy to get in under the pallets and move them around. But they're just always falling apart. So how would this, I'm trying to visualize, that's the big challenge here, Tim. Whenever we have somebody who presents something like this to us, we're trying to visualize, or at least I'm trying to visualize what this thing actually looks like. I mean, I could go to your website, but I'd rather you maybe describe it a little bit better.
Right. So if you would imagine essentially a toe strap that has eyes on each end, those are the pieces that fit onto the forks of the machine. And a pallet, a typical pallet in the U.S. is 48 inches by something. Some are 40, some are 48, some are narrower. But usually the long run of a pallet is 48 inches. That's pretty standard. So in the middle of this lift system is a 48-inch bar that essentially takes the place of the fork. So conventionally, a pallet is picked up from the bottom with the forks of the machine. What this system does is allow the forks of the machine to be above the pallet, and this system takes the place of those forks on the bottom of the pallet because you still have to protect the pallet, you still have to stabilize the material, which is why a totally loose, whether it's a toe strap or a chain or rope, which, believe me, there's locally engineered solutions out there on job sites and suppliers and all that are death traps. But it doesn't protect the pallet. It doesn't stabilize the material. So that's what this thing does, and that's the reason for this articulating lift bar inside of the pallet.
I don't want to run out of time before we hear your pitch, so I think I've got it now, and I think those listening will get it as well. You're going to get a minute to pitch it to our listening audience, and for those of you listening right now, you can vote several ways. You can go to our website, mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, and vote there. You can also use your smartphone, text to the number 22333, that's 22333 on your phone, and then put thumbs up, one word, or thumbs down, one word, or you can call it in at 1-888-877-0490. So, Tim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do the pitch.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
The ProSafe Lift 3500 is an add-on tool for all forklift machines that allows you to load and unload pallets of material over vertical obstructions such as high-sided trailers, pickup truck beds, jersey walls, parapet walls, and fences that would usually need to be hand-loaded or push-loaded, resulting in injuries to people and damages to trucks, trailers, pallets, and the materials on the pallets. The ProSafe Lift 3500 is a safer, easier, and faster way, and it's 100% made in the USA. The ProSafe Lift 3500 can lift pallets up to 3,500 pounds, So visit us today at ProSafeLift.com to find a dealer or to become a dealer. Again, that's ProSafeLift.com. We look forward to seeing you soon. It's ProSafeLift.com.
Is that you in the video?
Yes.
That's you in the video.
Yes.
All right. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking how you use the same, the forks on the lull or whatever, and you put the straps in there after having put them through the pallet itself. So how are you doing with this so far?
Well, I'll tell you, we've got distributors in Canada and the USA. It's out there. It's getting out there in the world. It was just introduced to the market in May of this year. And so more and more guys are sending us testimonials that we've seen them at a Hardscape show or at we've been to the National Hardware Show and the National Safety Council, the Association of the U.S. Army. And we have testimonials come in and say, hey, we saw you guys there, and now our supplier has it. There it was. It works great. So it's getting out there. It's getting out there.
And you have a lot of inventory. Do you have where are you getting this made, and how much do you have? If you got an order today for 100,000 of these, could you fill it?
We couldn't fill it today, but we'd give you a timeline for that. It's all made in Virginia right now. And that was after being sent out to the entire country. It came back to two facilities right here in Virginia. So, certainly we got those suppliers in a position where they're ready to go, and we can fill orders.
All right, John.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, here's what we want you to do. We want you to vote. If you've been listening to the pitch and you like this idea or like this invention, just go to our website, mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button. You can vote there. Or you can actually vote on your smartphone by texting to the number 22333. Put thumbs up or thumbs down. Or just call us at 1-888-877-0490. I like the idea. I mean, I can see the use for it, right, Doug?
Yeah, I see the use for it. It may be a little awkward. It's not as fast as just slipping the forks under the pallet, but it may be safer and more intelligent. Time will tell. All right, so that takes care of that. Good job, Tim. Thank you. It's 12 before the hour on My Cool Inventions.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
You'll find big names at even bigger savings when you shop late Friday and early Saturday at Kohl's.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off all toys from Fisher-Price, Play School, Barbie, and more. Take 30 to 50% off all watches from Bulova, Seiko, Timex, and more. Save extra on kitchen electrics, too, like Keurig, KitchenAid, and Nutribullet. Plus, visit Kohl's.com to get an extra 20% off friends and family pass. See store at Kohl's.com for details. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop, and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
This report is brought to you by the National Mining Association. The U.S. should reduce its dependence on foreign minerals to create jobs and strengthen national security, according to a survey of more than 400 manufacturing executives. 95% say they're concerned the U.S. takes too long to approve permits for new minerals mines. On average, it takes 7 to 10 years, nearly 5 times longer than countries with similarly strict environmental regulations. That lag puts the country's manufacturers in a vulnerable position. Harry Moser of the Reshoring Initiative.
Minerals are vital to a broad range of products and technologies that make U.S. companies world leaders in innovation, propel our economy, and allow our industries to compete globally. Right now, we rely on foreign countries for more than half the minerals our manufacturers need. Strengthening the domestic mineral supply chain is a great way to support the reshoring trend.
The survey shows that a stable domestic supply of the minerals and metals vital to a wide range of products is a top concern for U.S. manufacturers. For more information, visit mineralsmakelife.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The president with a primetime speech tonight. Meanwhile, they're still digging out in upstate New York with more on the way. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama to deliver a speech tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, on his immigration reform plan through executive actions, something Republicans in the House and Senate have warned the president against doing. It should be noted this speech will be carried by the cable news channels, and it will be streamed live on many sites, but it won't be carried by the three major networks. And as the president announces a plan to overhaul the immigration system, they're still trying to haul mountains of snow away in upstate New York with more snow on the way. As much as 6 feet of snow is on the ground in the Buffalo area. Another 2 to 3 feet could fall by the end of the day today. At least 7 deaths have been blamed on this extreme winter weather. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo urging people to stay off the roads.
This is an extraordinarily difficult situation. The amount of snow, the rate at which the snow is falling, the weight of the snow, all conspire to make this especially difficult.
The National Guard was called in to clear roadways and help remove abandoned vehicles. Meanwhile, there are truck drivers such as Benjamin who won't be able to leave the Buffalo area until all the roads are cleared. So, what's he going to do?
Just basically stick to my game plan. I'm at a hotel and, it's just good. They're good people and they take good care of you.
Sounds nice, but Benjamin would prefer to be back on the road as soon as possible. Oh, and the Buffalo Bills are offering fans a chance to earn $10 an hour and earn tickets to this Sunday's game against the Jets if they can grab a shovel and help remove snow from Ralph Wilson Stadium. At this point, the game is still on, with plenty of snow still to be removed. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is it.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning.
For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. And that's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess. Long lines and tons of people.
Nope. I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
On Wall Street, the Dow coming off a roller coaster of a day with sharp losses at the start yesterday, turning positive in the afternoon and closing 2 points lower at 17,686. NASDAQ fell 27 points. S&P lost 3. We have some news for air travelers. JetBlue rolling out a new bag check fee to help boost revenue. The company outlined the move to shareholders yesterday as part of a plan to increase income by $400 million starting in 2017. JetBlue was one of the few airlines not already charging a fee for checked luggage. And finally, back to snowbound Buffalo, New York, where we find our own Frank Miller. Now, this may sound like Frank munching on some Cheetos, but it's actually Frank trying to walk down his own driveway through a mountain of snow. Frank grew up in Buffalo and still lives there. He's seen it all when it comes to rough winters and lots of snow, but what we've had this week even leaves Frank almost speechless. Almost. Here are some of Frank's thoughts as he ventured outside early yesterday.
It is snowing like crazy. The snow is, my driveway was clear about 90 minutes ago, and right now it is already up to my knees within the past just 90 minutes. And as you can hear, it is quiet out here, except there's like one stray bird. Yeah, that's it. I have not heard a car, have not seen really anybody out. And as one more indication of how bad things actually are, the plow guy, who actually plows the driveway, he's unable to get out of his driveway. So if that's any indication of just how much snow we have here in Buffalo, I don't know what else would be. But you know what, rest of the country, we may have lost four straight Super Bowls. We may have gotten the no-goal thing during the Stanley Cup. But you know what, this year, we are going to win that prize for the most snowfall in the United States. We've already got, a 5 or 6 foot head start on the rest of the country. So, yeah, we're number one.
You know, Buffalo is made up of lots of Frank Millers, and that's what makes Buffalo so resilient. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.